so with that being said, what we're going to do is we're going to have Brother Skull come up here, and he's going to give us a testimony of how things went in South Africa. And then after that, then we will go to the second song, and then we'll have the Bible reading. So Brother Skull, why don't you go ahead and come on up here.
All right. Morning, everybody. So let me start here. I wrote it down. So thank you, obviously, Shield of Faith Baptist Church, for obviously making it possible and backing us. And thank you all for all your prayers. It sure was, I don't want to say I felt it, but I knew you guys all were praying. And then can you guys also just turn for me to John chapter 6 in your Bibles? And then I'm going to give the testimony, but just keep your Bibles open by John chapter 6. We'll do the first 12 verses, but anyway, so to give a short testimony, the soul winning in South Africa is obviously very good. It's a very receptive country. I was just telling the guys earlier, like, you're preaching the gospel, and then, like, there's just people going by, and, like, you're like, I'm missing that person, I'm missing that person. I know that person would get saved, but then they don't, because you're only one mouth, and this is just so many people and not enough laborers, you know. But, you know, where did we do the soul winning? The soul winning was done in the Overberg region. So it's like saying like the Treasure Valley, right? It's made up of, you know, a bunch of towns and cities. So we were in Bredasdorp, and neighbor towns like Napier and Arniston and Streysbaai. And Bredasdorp was like the main place where we did most of the soul winning. And we did a school in Bredasdorp, and we did a school in Napier. The people there are all bilingual. It's some of the Afrikaans folks that's like above, let's say, 40 years old. Their English is not like the best, you'd say, but then there was a lot of other groups. It's a very diverse area, actually. And also versus last time when we went, it seemed like there was more people from Zimbabwe and Malawi also there. So that was great. We were reaching Zimbabweans and Malawians in the area. So at the end, we had 328 salvations total. The Tuesday was Bredasdorp. The Wednesday, we were in Bredasdorp all day. Wednesday night, we had the preaching. Pastor Taverner, he preached a sermon for us. And then Thursday, we were in Napier. So Thursday, we went to Napier, and it was I think out of all the towns that Napier was the most receptive. And so we did the schools in the morning, we had a good lunch, and then we went to just basically just one street, and there's, you don't get to knock all the doors because there's so many people walking, so you're just like in this valley of all these pedestrians. And Brother Arthur from Switzerland, he and his soul winning partner was preaching the gospel to a gangster. We believe he was either a 26 or a 28 of the gangs over there. And very receptive. He's taking the gospel. And so Brother Arthur is just trying to get comfortable and he's putting his bag down. And another group joined the conversation. And they basically like pulled a screwdriver. So they were like getting ready to either take his bag or rob him or who knows what they would have done. But the Lord just, you know, protected him and his soul-winning partner to where the soul-winning partner picked up his bag, and those two guys that was, like, kind of looking, because Brother Arthur is busy giving the gospel, so these two guys are looking at him. But nonetheless, the Lord protected him, and he got the gangster or ex-gangster guy, he got him saved. So totally... It's a real cool story, actually. But yeah, he immediately turned around and started heading more to where we were. So, but it was great. Brother Arthur was great. And then Pastor Taverner, he gave the gospel to 210 seventh graders at once. And, you know, it's hard to, like, when you preach to a real big crowd, there was, you know, a few scuffles among the kids. But, you know, I believe the majority got saved by the sound of who was praying, because there was clearly kids that didn't pray, as, you know, opposed to those that actually took in the Word of God and got saved. But anyway, so Napier was really good. Bredasdorp was good, all this. A few things I noticed this time versus last time is it seemed like we already touched it, but we seemed like we got to talk to a more diverse group. So the other time we were, I think, yeah, we were all just South Africans except for my wife. But the last time we did like more Afrikaans and bilingual people, but this time we had like the Zimbabweans and Malawians and Xhosas and guys from that region. Well, they speak different languages. But anyway, a few things I wanted to touch on is obviously just the importance of soul winning. South Africa is really fruitful, but there's just so much work to be done. You know, so it's just hopefully to encourage other people also to go to these places. Don't be discouraged. Don't obviously be wise. Don't do foolish things. And then the future of South Africa soul winning. I think there's a solid group there from the area where we were. Obviously, there's a bigger group in the Gauteng, Pretoria, Johannesburg area, but they're doing their thing up there. But down in Bredasdorp or the Overberg region, you know, there's over 350,000 people just in that region, and there's probably more because you know there's also like a lot of people that's illegally there, so. But the future, I think, it looks bright. I think those guys need to pull up their pants and pull up their socks, and they can have their own church there in the future, 5 years, 10 years from now. But they do need to do the work. And that leads to a third point that I wrote down here, is Christians need to get busy. Christians need to get busy because, you know, we only have this short life here, and then that's all the difference we can make. Coming back to the boat is just filling in with fish, and it's just the fish is just falling out and slipping through the nets, and that's literally how it felt. Fourth point is don't lose momentum, and this is a spin-off of what Pastor Tavener was preaching on the Sunday morning, like don't lose momentum, like don't go and pat yourself on the back now and like think, okay, yeah, we got 328 salvations one-on-one with talking to people. You know, we need to reach higher goals. We need to reach more places. We need to do more soul winning locally, abroad, wherever. We had that knock to your drop challenge. You know, that was pretty tough, but it was good. We had a good six or seven salvations that day. And just forget and shun the cares of the world. You know, the world has its own problems. We don't have to worry about all that stuff. We don't have to get too involved in that, but need to just stay focused with what is the goal, what is the end goal for all of us, right? Be a sellout for the gospel. Be a sellout for preaching, doing soul winning, being a soul winner. Be a sellout for the gospel. Be a sellout for the Lord Jesus Christ. And because South Africa is very Christian, but it's all works-based. So it's like, what religion? It's just all works-based because they all think you can lose your salvation. They all think they need to repent of their sins. They all think they need to go to church and tithe and all this crazy works-based nonsense, in my opinion, obviously. And obviously not what the Bible teaches at all. And then another point that I would say is just disciple people close to you. People that you do win to the Lord, disciple them. So I have a friend there that I pulled in and gave him the gospel and taught him, discipled him over the phone with the Bible and stuff. And he's been doing personal soul winning by himself for 2020, 21, 22, and obviously this year. So almost a little over 3 years. And he has nobody there that wants to go with him, or they talk a big talk and then they don't go with him. But he's done a lot with personal soul winning, where he makes this goal like just to speak to one or two or three people per week. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's just one. And he has made a difference, in my opinion, because he has reached people. But for him, obviously, also in that region that want to reach more people, that he's going to have to put in that work. But it paid off. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, disciple people close to you because it's worth it at the end. It's long hours on the phone, and it's reading the Bible and explaining and learning what you learned from your pastor and wherever online preaching and re-preaching and teaching people over the phone. You know, it is hard work in itself. But just lastly, I just wanted to say this, that, you know, God gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. So on that week of that mission trip, we reconciled over 300 people to the Lord. And with that being said, we did have 3 baptisms also, so that was great. But anyway, so look down there in John chapter 6, if you guys would, real quick. John chapter 6. I just want to read this passage for you guys, because people is always like, you know, they always diss on the small churches, right? But, you know, we're doing what the Lord wants us to do, right? So John chapter 6, verse 1, look at this. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples, and the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. And Philip answered, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here, which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus answered and said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in a number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And look at that verse there in verse 9. This is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. So this is not a lot, right? This is like enough for my family, or, you know, not even enough. But then look what he says right after. He says, But what are they among so many? You know, what are we among so many? What is Shield of Faith among so many? We're a small church, but we're doing the work that all these other churches are failing to do. And in South Africa, to Christian Protestant percentage, 80% Protestant, but why is nobody doing soul winning there? Where's all these churches? Why aren't they doing the word? So I just wanted to say that as an encouragement, that even though we're few here in Boise at Shield of Faith Baptist Church, we have Pastor Jones and his family, a great man to stand behind, and all of us that are doing the labor of soul winning and reaching people, that it's a very important work. But don't be discouraged by numbers, because that 5 loaves and 2 fishes fed 5,000 people, you know. So just think about the work that Shield of Faith has done, you know, over this last 4 or 5 years. And even if we don't see them in the pew, you know, there's differences that we've made and eternal souls that we have saved. So thank you very much, everybody.